Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning and welcome to The Public File. I'm Kim Kaplan. Each month, we feature an organization that is committed to actively creating a more diverse, equitable, and inclusive environment as part of our Odyssey Serves Sacramento DEI efforts. This morning, my guest, Carrie Hamm, Director of World Relief Sacramento, and later in the program, we will also speak with Farzana, one of the beneficiaries of the organization. Good morning. Good morning, Carrie, and thank you so much for joining me.
Good morning, Kim, and thank you for having me today.
Of course. I want to start by stating some significant facts. One of the most surprising to me is that in the past several years, Sacramento has received more refugees than anywhere in the nation, making it one of the top three most integrated cities in the United States. Can you provide some insight as to what makes our city such a viable place for refugee resettlement?
Kim, we have a lot to be proud of here in Sacramento. Many of the largest cities in the U.S. are very diverse. However, they're not integrated in the same way Sacramento is, and that doesn't happen by accident. Through the work of our city leaders, Sacramento created an inclusionary housing policy that helped actually to diversify our neighborhoods, both socioeconomically as well as racially. And it was this intentionality that helped create the integration we see today. Specifically, people also come to where their communities are. We're a home to a large Russian-speaking community, the fastest Afghan community, as well as a growing Arabic-speaking community. Our integrated nature, we've got good access to jobs, welcoming schools, and proactive services help make us who we are. All of these groups come to Sacramento and help make it diverse, but also by resettling the most in the U.S., we can say we're the most welcoming. And we at World Relief, we're proud of Sacramento, but we're also proud to be able to serve the refugees in the most welcoming city.
That's really amazing. I know when I read that, I was like, wow, I had no idea. And I'm pretty sure anybody who's listening this morning might be surprised by that fact. Now, I understand that you started your involvement with World Relief Sacramento as a volunteer. So tell us a little bit more about your journey with the organization.
Sure, thanks. It's true. Working in nonprofit in refugee resettlement was not part of my plan, and still somewhat surprising to me today. I was in the middle of a long career in agriculture, which is actually what brought me to the Sacramento area. And I was looking for places to volunteer and give back, and I found World Relief and I signed up. The next thing I knew, I was at the airport picking up a family of seven from Afghanistan.
Oh, wow.
And the smiles on their faces when I had the privilege of being the first person to say, welcome to the United States, was one of the most memorable experiences of my life. And after many other volunteer opportunities, including one memorable experience as a host home when the family's new apartment wasn't ready, we hosted Masood and Miriam and their two children for a week when they arrived from Afghanistan. And much later, Masood shared with me when he moved into a larger apartment, we want to be able to welcome others the way your family welcomed us. So eventually I completely left agriculture, went full time with World Relief. And today I not only get to help people like Masood and Miriam, I also get to help others like myself and keep Sacramento as welcoming as it is.
Wow, that is a really cool story. So how does World Relief Sacramento support newly arrived refugees, and explain some of those significant barriers that they face?
Well, Kim, first, you know, I want to say that we're just a guide for people who are already naturally creative, resourceful, and skilled. We guide the way and assist them in their journey to belonging and becoming Sacramentans. Now, all that said, there are significant challenges to anyone who's starting life over in a new place and in a new country, especially those who arrive after going through trauma. Our initial resettlement helps in the first 90 days and gives a foundation and stability during that early phase. But World Relief also provides other vital services to assist in the process. We've got English classes tailored for specific groups, such as women who were never allowed to attend school in their home country. We have employment assistance, because you can't integrate before you can support yourself and your family. We have children and youth programs, and we work in local schools to help kids integrate through both academics and providing safe social spaces. And finally, we also provide compassionate, affordable legal services to assist in gaining citizenship and other needs. A lot of times newcomers, they're preyed upon because they don't know the system. So we provide those services to those who need it. But it's important to know our work doesn't stop there. We believe that belonging takes both sides. We've got programming and processes that help create that welcoming community for those who are arriving. You know, being a good neighbor and mentor is not only good for the individual and families you're matched with, it makes all of us and our community better. You know, one of the largest identifying needs from those coming is to have an American friend. We actually get to help make that happen.
That is really, really cool. And I can't imagine, you know, most of these people that come into this country have left their home, but under extreme circumstances. So it's already difficult enough, right?
For sure.
So I'd like to know, what is the difference between a refugee, an asylum seeker, and a, is it CIV or SIV? What is that? I'm not quite sure what that means.
It's actually both. And it's SIV, stands for Special Immigrant Visa. Mm. But the important thing to know about all those terms is they're actually legal differences. And a, you know, they're categories that are set up for the process that someone comes through to the U.S. So a refugee is someone who has crossed an international border and cannot return home to their country due to fear of harm, persecution, or death. And it's important to know that refugees who enter the United States are processed by the United Nations. Then they've also been background checked and admitted by the U.S. government. When they come to the country, they're entering through a legal process. Now, an asylum seeker is also a refugee, but they've not been processed yet by the United Nations, and they enter a country, and there they apply for legal status. So depending on their region of the world, refugee and other immigrant families may arrive in America having experienced the same difficulties, the same war trauma, illegal imprisonment, malnutrition or physical assault, religious persecution, all on their way to coming to the U.S. And so the emotional, the psychological wounds are deep and varied, and but in some ways the same across both groups. Now, the final category you asked about, which is SIV, stands for Special Immigrant Visa. A lot of Sacramentans came through this program. These are people that put themselves in danger to help the U.S. military do development work or help our embassy in war zones such as Iraq and Afghanistan.
Oh, wow.
We owe them a debt of gratitude. I mean, they not only risked their own lives, but many times their families became at risk because of the work they did to help us. Mm. So in short, these categories help explain which legal process someone comes to the U.S. But again, in the end, remember that every person is unique with their own story, and they've got their own difficult journey and decisions that led them here.
Well, and you know, when you think about our nation and how it was founded, I would imagine that almost every American is in some way connected to an immigrant or somebody in these categories that were leaving some really, really harsh circumstances. You're listening to The Public File. Today's focus is on organizations who are actively creating a more diverse, equitable, and inclusive environment in our communities. Thank you for joining us. I'm Kim Kaplan. We've been talking with Carrie Hamm, Director of World Relief Sacramento. But right now I want to introduce one of their beneficiaries, Farzana, who has an amazing story. She came to Sacramento from Afghanistan several years ago with her widowed father and young brother, and with the help of World Relief Sacramento, was paired with a volunteer, also known as a good neighbor. Last April, she lost her father. Farzana, I'm really happy that you're here with us. There you are. I hear you now. Now, you have a good neighbor that you call Joe, and he's really provided a lot of amazing support to you and your younger brother. And I really appreciate you being here and talking about your experience. So let's start with your good neighbor, Joe. Tell us a little bit about him.
Okay, first of all, thank you so much for having me, Jen. Yeah, it's like sometimes I don't have any word to explain the Joe's character. Because, he's so helpful for me, especially when I lost my father on April 13, 2020 because of a COVID. He helped me a lot. He helped me to pass this time because, it was hard for me to pass this time with just to be by myself and to take care of my brother. Because when I came in the United States, I was 16, so it was hard for me. And I don't have any experience of a life to be by on myself. So Joe was helping me to helping me deal with this kind of situation, and he helped me to get my brother's custody, and he helped me to be survives of this kind of situation. And I every time I appreciated God that I have him in my life, and he is very helpful for me and my brother, and he helped my brother to become a soccer player in the in the Sacramento. Right now my brother, his dream is to be a professional soccer player, so he helped him to be a member of the team that can help him to be a good soccer player in the future. So I couldn't find any word to appreciate him and to explain him how he is helpful for me, how he is good for me.
Well, I think you did a fantastic job, Farzana. That was amazing. He sounds like a wonderful person. What was it like for you and your family when you first arrived here?
When we arrived first, we arrived on the hotel, and I think it was on the downtown of the Sacramento. We arrived in the middle of the night. So the rest of the couple day we were fall asleep because we were so tired. When I saw the first time in the neighborhood, I was thinking when I was in Afghanistan, I had a different thought about United States. I thought the United States should be a big building everywhere. But when I saw, it was not like that, but it was not too bad. So we located around, and we found it a friend that who is right now our neighbor. I think that Carrie doesn't know him, Jawad Khawri, that he's working at World Relief. He was our first friend that we meet together, and we had a walking together on the evening and enjoying together.
Oh, that's really cool. So what are some of the things that you really like about living here? What are your favorite things?
One thing that I really like about living in the United States is you have freedom. You have a right to choose whatever you want to do. I really liked it from here. It's like you have a freedom. You have a right, and you can choose whatever you want, whatever you want, you can do it. Like right of a religion, I think that's the important thing that everyone needs to have it. And right of a speech also is a good to, it's like to talk freely, to talk without any fret or to express your opinion. That's the one thing that I love it.
So I understand that in contrast to living in Afghanistan, it's even rare for women to drive.
And yes. That's... Like I talked to my experience last week with Venezia. Like she asked me the same thing. I told her, yeah, like in my country, the woman cannot drive because they... Like the main thing that they are not good for them to drive. So wow. And right here when I compare, so I don't have any experience of driving in my country. So I learned from here to drive.
Wow, that's amazing. What are some of the challenges, Farzana, that you find living here in
first? The first challenge for me was like to adopting the new culture and to deal the new culture, deal the new society, because as you know, I came from a Muslim country, so it was hard for me to deal. And that was the most challenging for me. So in the time passed, I learned how to deal it.
Well, that's really great. And now you worked with World Relief with their employment program that you're a part of. And I also understand that you're pursuing a nursing degree. So tell us a little bit about what you see for your future here.
I hope like my future going to be good and be a person to serve in the society that I live, and to be a person who can help the people who needs help. So my major is a nursing. Why I choose nursing? Because like I need to talk about the first of the experience of my choosing nursing. Like a Joe, when I came here, Joe was asking me, what's your like major? And I told him, like, I need to be a heart surgery. And he was like, oh, that's amazing.
Wow.
When I, like, passed time right here, and I know, and I, like, I think it's hard to be a heart surgery. So I changed to heart surgery to nursing because it takes too many time to be a heart surgery and needs a lot of money, but I chose nursing to at least help the people who needs help and take care of the people who needs.
That's fantastic. My nephew just graduated from the nursing program, and I have a lot of nurses in my family. In fact, my mom is a nurse, so that's an amazing profession, and congratulations to you for taking and pursuing that profession. You're going to be amazing at it. I wish you much success. I would like to wrap up our conversation with Carrie, the director of World Relief Sacramento, who we spoke with earlier. Carrie, after hearing Farzana's story, it really is important for our communities to get involved and make a difference. And so what can we do, and what does World Relief Sacramento need to continue these services now and in the future?
Sure. And thank you for asking, Kim. What we need is for people to get involved and to join us. And there's a lot of ways they can join us. You can join as a volunteer, be a good neighbor like Joe, or enter into any of the programs. We also, to keep the programs going, there is a large need. as we said earlier, the number of people who have come to Sacramento is larger than any other place in the nation. So we need more services, and that comes through our very important partners and donors that help provide the avenue for those services. So in short, we've got a way for you to join us through your time, your treasure, but however you want to help us make Sacramento the most welcoming city.
In terms of volunteering, what types of volunteer, I mean, I heard you say when you first started volunteering, you know, you literally were picking up people from the airport. And I mean, I would imagine that housing and that kind of thing is really important in terms of volunteering. How does that work and how do people get involved?
So we have a lot of ways with five different departments for people to join in. There are ways that you can help set up apartments on call. There are the relational volunteers where, as a good neighbor, you sign up to walk alongside someone as long as 6 months in their first days here. Or through our employment program, helping with mock interviews. So however it fits with you is how we can plug you in to the different programs.
Well, that's fantastic. I really do appreciate both of you joining me this morning. And you can learn more about World Relief Sacramento by visiting worldrelief.org/Sacramento. Thank you again, Carrie, for joining me and Farzana. I really enjoyed this conversation, learning more about what it is that you do and really understanding a little bit more about our community and what we do for refugees and for immigrants. I mean, it's just fascinating, this story. And, you know, I love doing this program because I always learn something, something new that I didn't quite know about. So thanks again.
Well, thank you for getting the word out, Kim. We sure appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. That website again is worldrelief.org/Sacramento. worldrelief.org/Sacramento. This has been our Odyssey Sacramento Serves edition of The Public File. If your organization supports diversity, equity, and inclusion in our communities and even in the workforce, we really do want to know about it. Send an email to sacdiversity@odyssey.com. That's sacdiversity@odyssey.com. I'm Kim Kaplan. Stay safe, stay connected, and thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.